And the Bible tells us how to be partakers of this good life. Amen? Amen. It tells us how to be partakers. He's given us all the material, all the equipment, all the thing that we need, and the main thing that we need to please God is faith. But without faith, it is what? Impossible to please him. And he has given you a believing heart. Hallelujah. And you have a choice when these things come, when opposition come, when the test of trials come, even when temptation come, or whatever it may be, you have a choice. And because I have become a believer, I choose to act like I am and what I am. Amen. What are you? I'm a believer. Who are you? Amen. And a believer do what? They believe God. And God has declared and sworn to us in a blood sworn covenant that he cannot lie. He has blessed. It won't be reversed. I'll never change my mind. I'll never let you down. Even told us. He said, and I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Greater is he who is in you, in me, in us, than he that is in the world. What do we have to be afraid of? What is the drawback? What is the holdup? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is it? Well, I got the go ahead. I got the green light. Amen. Glory to God. And so he have blessed, and I'm excited about it. Israel was in bondage, and they got out of Egypt, crossed the Red Sea. God got them across the Red Sea, and he started talking to them about his statutes, his laws, his judgment. That when you come into this land, he wanted them to understand, don't act like you did. Don't bring any of that stuff you heard about and learned about in Egypt. You leave that over there. Don't act like them. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, and those of you that are viewing us tonight, don't act like other religious folks. They don't believe nothing. Believe the Bible. Act like the word of God is true. Amen. And believe what, read the Bible. Don't just take what somebody say out of their mouth, off the top of their head. Amen. Find out. That's because he said, be ye doers of the word, not what somebody else said, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. So you got to know what the word says so you can do it. So they came into the land of promise, or they were on their way to the land of promise. I'm going to read verse 3. I might read more. But Deuteronomy 6:3. I believe that's what I got. Let me see. Let me make sure I get there. The sixth chapter, if you could turn there with us. Deuteronomy 6, chapter 6. Oh, yeah, verse 3. Notice what it says. I hear and do. Notice what it says. Hear therefore who? O Israel. And observe to do it. Hear therefore, O Israel. And observe to do it. That it may be how? Well with thee. Do you want it well with you? Well, you will need to be a doer of the word. Hold fast to the confession of your faith. Amen. Make your praise and your worship known to him by expressing yourself to him daily with words of thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah. Let him know you thank him, you believe him. Talk of his goodness, confess his promises, of him keeping you, providing for you, Don't let the lack around you and even what you experience in the past control what you do in the future. Hallelujah. So he told them, he said, hear therefore, O Israel, observe to do it, observe to do it. Don't forget it now, because see, because it's easy to do when your mind is not fixed on the things of God. If you're wavering, you know, mind drifting back and forth, thoughts intimate, you got to grab those thoughts and say, you stop that. Take those thoughts captive and don't let them roam in your mind. Say, you don't belong here. Now you stop that. Now get out of it. Cast it down. Are you hearing me tonight? Yes. Hallelujah. And I'm going to hear what God is saying. I'm not going to let these negative thoughts roam and not bring them in check and stop them. Because I got my mind is fixed and prepared for better thing than this. So I'm not going to spoil it or ruin it or let it deceive my spirit. Amen. And so he said, hear, O Israel, observe to do it, that it may be how? Well with thee, that ye may what? Increase a little bit. Oh, you mean God wants you to increase mightily? Mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has what? Ooh, how many of his promises? Is what? And all of his promises.